8:11 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Time to talk Cavaliers basketball with Tim Alcorn. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58 North Ridge Road in Amherst.
Gotta make it happen. Come on. The Knicks can run it all the way down. Shot clock off. Randall out front. Knicks down one. Randall against Wade. Randall, bounce, Barrett, three, no! Rebound grabbed by Mobley. Mobley with two on the clock, fouled!
I love it.
They love it. We also loved Kevin Love last night as well with all of his excitement, and time to talk about that this morning. Tim, the team is kind of battling through a little bit of ups and downs. Their teams are coming back, they're fighting back, and they're learning how to kind of respond to anything that might happen with the team.
Yeah, and those type of ball games last night, guys, that's so important to the development of this young basketball team, closing out games, learning how to win. Kind of a playoff atmosphere last night with the way that game unfolded, a physical defensive game. That's how the Knicks play, and it all adds to the growth of this team. 10 games above 500 after the win last night. I don't know if I would have believed that if you had told me that back in training camp.
Yeah, we're almost on the 30-win mark if we can get the next one.
Yeah, 29-19. Now, the next one's a tough one. You got Milwaukee coming in tomorrow night, defending champs, and, of course, with Giannis and Middleton and Holiday. But you know what? The Cavs keep stepping up and answering challenges and meeting challenges. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But that was a gritty effort last night without Lowry Marketing, without Jared Allen, and yet the Cavs hung in there. Got quality minutes from Dean Wade and Ed Davis with the start.
Three-point arc. Mobley at the line. Mobley right side. Wade, quick three. Good as the buzzer went off. Dean Wade with a clutch bomb. And the Cavs lead doubles. It goes from 3-6, 90-84 with under 4 minutes to go.
Talk a little bit about that depth. It seems those guys that are on the bench are just waiting for an opportunity, because every time someone comes in, they produce.
You know, I got to give Dean Wade a whole lot of credit. He hadn't played in a few games, and it was just a rotation issue. And yet, every single time that JB calls his number, Dean Wade responds and gives quality minutes and a solid night on the floor. And he did that again last night. And Bruce, to your point, everybody coming off that bench has contributed in one way or another. And so that's part of the growth of this team as well. Of course, that bench crew led by Kevin Love, as you said, what a night last night. 6 3-balls. That's the fifth time this year he's had 6 3-balls in a game, 20 points overall. He was magnificent, and he sort of leads the charge off the bench.
Gives a sort of a mature responsibility, in a sense. Sometimes, you know, if you're on the bench, you think, well, I'm not good enough to start or whatever. But every role is important in a team like that.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, I was chatting with Brad Daugherty after the game last night about veteran leadership. But you have to have veteran leadership with a young basketball team. And you'll find that through history, when a team is real young and they're growing, more often than not, either that team will acquire a veteran or there's a veteran on the team that kind of serves in that leadership role. And there is absolutely no doubt Kevin Love and before him, Ricky Rubio, or with him earlier, I should say, Ricky Rubio. And unfortunately, we lost Ricky. But now Rajon Rondo comes in to take that role. So two veteran guys coming off the bench, and they can really help this Cavs team as far as navigating their way through what's going to be a real challenging final third of the season, because the Cavs aren't going to surprise anybody anymore.
Tim, in recent days, we've heard about Coach Bickerstaff choosing music for practice, and some of the players are not exactly thrilled with it. Given your history, have you decided to step in and help JB out with a few song selections?
No, my wedding DJ experience, I don't think is going to be beneficial here. I've been at those practices, and it is kind of fun because they go through workouts and stuff, and then they'll say, okay, let's hit the music, and, you know, JB will get the track running, and you'll hear guys, what is this? What is this? And it is kind of fun. So as he said, he tries to keep it fun. The NBA season is a long grind, and so you got to find ways to keep it interesting, and JB does that.
I've suggested that when they're about to go to New Orleans, they break out some Al Hurt. I'd love to see the players' reaction.
No, you wouldn't. No, it's all in fun. And again, he does mix it up. And I was sitting there one day when he played some Motown, and I was kind of scanning the faces like, okay, we'll see who gets into this. And they were all laughing and having a good time with it.
It's enough that we sometimes don't know if they know the history of NBA players. You got to get music history involved into this discussion now.
No, that's true. And again, you know, one of the things that I always share with folks is that until you're either on the bus or in the hotel with the guys, you forget how young they are. They are so young, this Cavs starting lineup. I think it averages like 23 years old when you put them all together. And so you forget, you know, they were born in the late, you know, 1990 or, yeah, sometimes right around 2000. So you forget how young they are. And you know, so the cultural and, you know, entertainment divide can be there. But they try to make it fun for the guys.
And it seems to be fun on the court and off the court as well. I mean, every time I see a picture of any of the players, they've got smiles on their faces. So they're enjoying it, and we are too.
Absolutely. You know, and that's part of it. There's a real bond. There's chemistry with this team. They play well together. They have bought into a system in which they realize they don't have that megawatt star. They have a couple in development with Garland and Mobley and Jared Allen, but they're not quite there yet. But they really love playing with each other. They love each other's company. They're very close both on and off the floor. And you can see that they revel in each other's accomplishments. It's not about me. It's about the team. And as we alluded to earlier, guys, that's why they're 10 games above 500.
Yeah. It was yesterday, five players in double figures. He had a couple of number that had double doubles as well. So everybody seems to participate and gets, you know, they each get a little bit of their stats involved in that.
Absolutely. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a team effort for the Cavaliers to have success. And that's the mantra that JB Bickerstaff has really preached to this team throughout the year, and they have bought into that. And the proof is in the record, and the proof is in the fact that it's an entertaining brand of basketball, and they enjoy each other's accomplishments, as I said earlier. So three guys with double-doubles, as you said, and Bruce, you know, that just shows that everybody contributes in some way or another.
So what do we expect with Milwaukee? Are they at full strength when they come to town on Wednesday?
They are, and the world champs are playing like defending world champs. Giannis and, as I mentioned, Middleton and Drew Holiday. It's an outstanding club. They're very good. That's why they're the world champs. So, you know, this will be a challenge. But, again, another measuring stick, another barometer, litmus test. Use whatever term you want to use there for the Cavaliers. Measure yourself against the world champs. And, listen, they're not going to back down. They're going to go out there and go toe-to-toe. Hopefully Jared Allen will be back in the lineup tomorrow night. He had an illness last night. It was not COVID-related. He was just under the weather. So that would be a bonus to get Jared Allen back. And let's slug it out at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It should be a fun game on Wednesday night.
Did you see that social media post? Was it Bally Sports? Who was it that had kept inflating Jared Allen's hair until it took up the entire photos of it? I don't know. Like, the more votes he'd get for the All-Star game, the bigger his hair was getting. And this, it was a crazy barometer on that.
I have to admit, I have not seen that. But I'm kind of visualizing it in my head. Yes. That's funny.
Took about six or seven of these different posts. And every time, just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Someone was having fun with their Photoshop. All I can say about that. But
that's good. It's really that's kind of creative.
Nice. Yep, when you can kind of sort of poke fun or at least have fun with the players, you're getting a different connection with them as well. So that's kind of neat to see. But we look forward to the call coming up on Wednesday. Again, the Cavs hosting Milwaukee pregame, 6:30 tip-off right around 7. Tim, appreciate time this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also the Tuffy Auto Service Center.